Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 956, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we just real quickly reading inside from the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos. We finished off last shiur, one of the cases whereby one can make a bracha shenis richa. Of course, we're in Simen Resh Tezvav, going through the halachas of bracha shenis richa, whereby one makes a bracha that is not needed, and sometimes it is needed. Therefore, one would be allowed to make it. We spoke about the last couple of shiurim in reference to if somebody has a question of ikur v'tafel, two types of foods, and they're not sure which one to make, a machlaikis, it's a machlaikis, if you make two brachas, one bracha, or something along those lines. So we said that would be fine, making two brachas to get oneself out of a machlaikis, but to eat each item separately a little bit, to avoid the machlaikis. So just real quickly reading and finishing off that part of it in the Pesukei Teshuvos, page Tov Lamed Vav V'chein Hadava B'chol Makayim. He says, if somebody has a question of ikav tuffel, two types of food, they don't know two brachas, one bracha, and shemistapik imin echad paiter hasheni, if one bracha is needed or two brachas needed, so then yachal hakta min hasheni, one could make first the other bracha, like let's say shahakol before mazonos, and just to make sure, like the question of the soup we spoke about, elachavin be'esa bracha al min harishain shalay lahaitzi min hasheni, or to eat one of the two items, make a bracha, and to have in mind that it should only cover the bracha, should only cover that, and then make a separate bracha on the other one. Again, in the time and place of a safek, it's a machloikis, it's amongst the poiskim, two, one, so get out of it. This would not be considered bracha shen etzricha, because again, the same concept that I'm doing it for a reason, because the main reason being that it's a machloikis, a poiskim. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. Okay, so now just getting into another part of actually not bracha levatala, but shem shemaim levatala, saying Hashem's name in vain, Rachman al-Salon. So just want to start off that subject. Again, it's part of bracha levatala and so on, but the problem is saying Hashem's name. So a person could be thinking, well, so who walks around saying Hashem's name without a bracha, without anything? So what's going on? Now the problem comes up when many of us have heard in the past, right? The person say, oh, G-D, or oh, gosh, or something like that, right? Or in Yiddish, it's, Gimel Aleph Tes, or so on. So the problem is, we're going to read it from the Sefer HaSefer Halachos and maybe a little bit the Pesukei Teshuvos, that when the name represents Hashem's name, even in another language, where that's the official name, like G-D, right, in English, or in Yiddish, Gimel Aleph Tes, or whatever the case is. So then that has a din to an extent of Hashem's name, and you can't just say it. Like if a person says, oh my G-D, right? So you're not supposed to say that. Now we're going to see because of the fact that his mommy, she's saying Hashem's name. You're not saying it in the bracha. You're not saying the actual, Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, Yod Kei Vav Kei, whatever the case is. But those name, when it's the official name in that language, Belush and Laz, if you want to call it, that's how to bring it down. But we'll see the details. That's also problematic. Now we say the word Hashem, okay, but that's not the official name. The official name is like the things I just mentioned. Obviously, other languages, I'm not so familiar with all the languages, but other languages have it in their own language. And one has to be careful not to say that in vain. Now we're going to see, If it's in a praise type of a statement, like if somebody says, oh, thank you, like thank you Hashem, so they'll say, oh, dank Gimel Aleph Tes, or I'm just saying it out so we have an understanding, because it is a machloikis even over there, or a person says, oh, thank G-D, right? We're going to see there are those over there who are more makel, because he's saying in a praise statement, so that's going to be much easier. But just time to say, oh, G-D, or something like that, or Gimel Aleph Tes in Yiddish, right? People sometimes say, people are not, I don't want to say the word, they're not so frum, or they don't know, they get something happen, oi vei, me is, Gimel Aleph Tes. So one has to be careful, or in any other language. It could be in Russian, it could be in whatever, it could be in any other language, if that's the official name of Hashem that they use. One has to be careful not to say it unless it's in a praise type of a statement, which we're going to see how that works. And even over there, it's a machloik, it's not so poshit to say, but there's much more room to work with that. Just to start off, we're going to see, we don't have time now, but I want to get into an interesting, there's a story actually where that the Sefer Yetzer Halachos brings down from the Chayyadim, very, very intense type of a story, which we'll see, showing the severity of saying Hashem's name. Not just saying it, but even when you don't have the proper kavana, like even if somebody, I'm not going to get into all the kavanas right now, but if somebody doesn't have the proper kavana even when saying a bracha, but at least concentrating on it, it's a problem. It's not so simple. You know, people, they're saying Hashem's name even in a bracha form and they're not concentrating, it becomes problematic. So just to start off, so the Eitz Oitzer Halachos in Ois Chav Zayin, our Simin Reish Tezvav, he says, Amoitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, somebody says Hashem's name in vain, is Uyver Al Mitzvah, says Hashem Lekecha Tira. That's Mamisha Pasuk in the Torah, right? Where do we see this out from? So again, I'm just reading Oitzer Halachos. We'll get into it next year. V'chlal Isra Haskaris Shem Shemaim Levatala Huadin Gam Lahaskir. Oh, so whatever. He brings it down from over there and then he says V'chlal Isra Haskaris Shem Shemaim Levatala Huadin Lahaskir Shem Alekenu, not just Yudke Vavke, also Alekenu, V'shar Shemais and the other Shemais of Hashem also, v'chein is also lahaskir et Hashem levatala, even to say Hashem's name, afila b'losh and laz. Even a different language, whatever language you speak, Yiddish, English, or whatever, you know, whatever people speak different languages, like Gimel Aleph Tes, he brings the example, or Jidesh D, or whatever, shalai b'derech shevach v'ayda, if it's not in the derech of shevach v'ayda, so that it becomes problematic. That he does bring in parentheses, avo b'derech shevach v'ayda, is mutter, there are those who say that is fine, but we'll get more into that upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rocha Kol Tuv.